You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
What makes a successful film? If you take the example of the latest in the Bourne series, it would seem that dialogue is not a key ingredient. The film made $60 million at the US box office on the weekend it opened, despite Matt Damon, who is Jason Bourne, saying a total of 288 words.
I volunteered because of a lie. This is Jason Bourne.
I need to talk.
People won't pay for it because of what you did.
Well, he may say he needs to talk, but in fact he only has 45 lines in the entire film. Does the less is more rule apply to a good script? And is the minimal attitude to dialogue seen in that film as something of a new trend? Kate Muir is The Times film critic, and Stephen Woolley is the producer behind many films, including The Crying Game, Carol, and Maid in Dagenham. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi.
Kate Muir, do you think what we see in Jason Bourne is a new trend?
I think we're entering an era of great inarticulacy in the film industry now, and I think it's because of international sales. China's about to be the biggest film market next year in the world, and I think the less there is to translate, the less complex the script is, the less nuanced it is, the easier it is to sell. And of course, Bourne is the sort of brand that we know, and it's propulsive, it's exciting. You can sell that, you can sell the violence, but you can't really sell the emotion.
So it feels less foreign, and therefore it's easier to market internationally.
Yes, I mean, he says very little, and he grimaces a lot, and that's it.
Stephen Woolley, if that is a new trend, is it one that bothers you?
I don't know if it's a new trend. I mean, if you look back at the Sergio Leone films, the 60s with Clint Eastwood, he said very little and grunted quite a lot. And they've now become sort of art films, really. I think Sergio Leone had the same problem. It's the genre question, really. Action pictures are action pictures. People are expecting full-on action. They're used to computer games. They're used to things being at full pace. And the sort of man with no name is somebody that we've now become very used to. Matt Damon is iconic in the role of Bourne, and in a way that James Bond is iconic.
Bond doesn't say very much, does he? Yeah.
But he's well written. That these scripts are often well written. They're often witty. There's not a word of wit or amusement really in this whole film. It's really, really stiff. It's I will do, I will kill, I will drive. You know, it's very, very simplistic. And I've realised sort of that words have gone to television, to things like Homeland. You know, a CIA thriller in massive number of parts with massive intricate detail, and that's what a certain group of people want to watch when they're watching their CIA thriller and not necessarily a Bourne. So I think the market is separating to this huge international market with lots of money and this tiny kind of articulate, intelligent TV market.
Arnie Schwarzenegger's famous three words are, I will be back.
Yes.
And I think that genre, actually maybe it's four, I think that genre has always played on that quiet, silent guy. I mean, I don't love the genre, personally, and I certainly thought that the recent Batman vs. Superman film wasn't particularly worth going to see, and even the Captain America Avengers film was pretty boring compared to something like Eye in the Sky, which was genuinely suspenseful and was a genuinely terrific thriller. So it is difficult because it's the genre. Anything that makes an inroads into China is good for us as an industry. I think that, you know, we've just recently sold Carol to China.
Interesting. I mean, that film actually has a lot of meaningful silence pauses.
That's known for its silences. It's known for its people love the film because of its meaningful expressions, and it's a beautifully crafted movie. I was very lucky to be one of the producers of that film, and I'm thrilled that we can finally show it in China. So, you know, there is always a silver lining to every cloud. And I think in our industry, we have to take a big overview of what's happening. It's no different, to my mind, to the films that Toshiro Mifune was making in Japan in the 50s when he was making Seven Samurai and trying to get an international audience.
Kate, you talked about this being an era of inarticulacy in film, but there must be times when you go to see a film and you think, you know, that script could have done with a good edit, or, you know, perhaps it was overwritten.
Sure, happens all the time. It happens all the time that you want to sort of completely chop something down and you think it's overdone. But I do think that this is different. This is this Bourne script was written by an editor and a director who are not normally sort of writing together.
The film editor.
And they wrote it once they'd got the sort of international slot for the film. So basically they were kind of rather desperate. The script really didn't properly come first. And I think the story should come first and not just the CGI and the action.
Mm. Stephen Woolley, it's not good for script writers if there's more of this kind of thing.
I know, I've got two films well premiering in Toronto. One is written by Jane Goldman and the other by Gabby Chappie, are both terrific scripts, and there's no one who cares about the word them more than I do. I mean, you know, I think a script is worth working on for many years before you turn it into a movie. So I love the word. And I think most good producers do. But you have to realize there's 500 films being released a year. You know, it's very easy to spot trends or to think you spot trends. But I think in the whole move towards the computer game style action pictures is what's been going on for a very long time. And I think we have to, as filmmakers, keep making great movies. But I think Kate's made a very good point, which is that TV drama is terrific now. It never used to be, but it is now very hard to compete with.
But if there aren't great lines that you're going to remember and that are going to stick in your mind, ultimately, does that make the film less memorable? I mean, even if it's I'll Be Back or if it's Shaken Not Stirred.
Film is a cinematic thing. I mean, the great silent movies, if you look back at The General, Buster Keaton, or Sunrise, Murnau, they are visual. It's a visual medium that we're working in, and we have to remember that. Words aren't everything. Tarkovsky didn't need a lot of words.
Kate Muir?
I was just thinking like Drive, fantastic movie, very, very little words, with Ryan Gosling saying almost nothing, incredibly emotional.
All right, so it depends, I think, is probably the ultimate answer to this. Kate Muir and Stephen Woolley, thank you both.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.